Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 92 of Never on the Back Foot podcast. This is a special series conceptualized to put in perspective the recently concluded IPL mega auction and a preview of sorts before the 2022 edition of this illustrious IPL. I will be interviewing a fan from each of the 10 franchises in the IPL, as fans are a very important component of the game, and hearing from these ardent fans will definitely be enriching. On the podcast today, we have Naman Samtani. Naman is a final year undergrad student currently pursuing a triple majors degree in economics, mathematics and statistics from Christ University, Bangalore. He has played cricket at the school level for 4 years in his hometown Kanpur and is a keen analyst of the sport we love. For the past decade, the Indian Premier League has flirted with the idea of expanding the competition. A few months ago, though, it finally came to fruition when the IPL Governing Council announced that Ahmedabad and Lucknow would be entering the fray, with both longing to carve their niche. At the time, it felt that both the teams would have it tough, not just that they would have to build their squads right from scratch, but also because it is never easy to waltz into an auction and bend it to your liking. Today, the team under focus is Lucknow Super Giants.
Hi, Naman. Welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Doing all great, Neha. How about you?
I'm doing good, Naman. Thank you so much for asking. So let's kickstart our discussion. First up, how does it, finally feel to, have a team from your home region? Now, this is a team that you can connect to greatly. And, on the same lines, what was the team you previously supported? And will we see you, switch allegiance now?
Well, with regards to allegiance, I think maybe. And yeah, it obviously feels great to have a team from your own region. I used to support UP a lot in the domestic seasons, though we haven't had a lot to support them for. But in IPL as well, now we have a team to support in the franchise league. So it feels really great. And previously, I was a big fan of KKR, since my childhood, since the first few seasons itself, as Bass set the stage on fire in the first season. And then Gautam took over the captaincy after the 2011 World Cup. So I was a huge fan of his during that time and his leadership and his tactics. So the allegiance might not have shifted that much since he is at the helm here as well. And yeah, I supported KKR through those days, then supported RR a bit when Rahul Dravid was there. And over the past few years, I have been more of a neutral and, just enjoyed the game for the love of it. And let's see now. Obviously for the first few seasons, I'd want my home team to get some trophies in the cabinet.
Right. And how do you rate, the logo and the name of your franchise? I mean, there was a lot of buzz on social media on this as well. So what are your thoughts on that?
Honestly, Neha, I'm really disappointed with these. I really hope that after the entire Pune name and the Pune franchise's name and how they changed and removed the S in their second season, I really hope that they would put a better name this time. But they again went with Super Giants, even after having the entire social media Naam Banao, Naam Kamao campaign, wherein they asked people to give suggestions for the team's name. It's really disheartening. And if actually this was the highest response received and they decided on this, then I guess they don't know how to understand sarcasm. That's all I can say about that. So yeah, finally, overall, disappointed with the team's name. They could have come up with really better names, I feel. There are a few that I could also come up with. But that's all we have for now. Maybe they change it in the future if needed. And the logo, again, it looks like a graphic for a sale at Big Bazaar during Independence Day or Republic Day. Not to be harsh, but that's what it looks like. So, yeah, that's that. I don't have any other comments on that.
Honest thoughts on that one. And also, considering that Lucknow Super Giants is a team now, what do you think will be the primary venue where the matches will be hosted? Do you see Kanpur in the mix? And thoughts on that?
Well, actually, yeah. I mean, since my hometown itself is Kanpur, and I know people in Kanpur are crazy about their cricket, we have one of the oldest stadiums in India, Green Park.
Yes.
We hosted the 500 test match as well recently. And during the same years in 2016 and 17, when Gujarat Lions was the team, Kanpur hosted two matches in each season for them. And the turnout of fans was really crazy there. And the fans supported the team like anything over there. Like I could actually see them resonating with the team and really pouring their heart out for the team in the grounds. So with regards to the primary venue, obviously it would be the Ekana Stadium in Lucknow, since it has been recently made and it's a great area as well with regards to the logistics. But I do wish that they keep a few matches in Kanpur because first of all, since it's a new franchise, they would really want to spread their fan following across the state as soon as possible. And secondly, I feel that it's a great way to boost up some revenue for the franchise as well. Since if they keep all the matches at the same venue, the turnout might not be really high in all the games. Whereas if the games are distributed across two venues in some proportion, then at both the venues, they can expect much bigger turnout. And obviously, like we know it's a cash-rich league. And apart from the love for the game, that's what matters too. So yeah, that's my thoughts.
Fair enough. And, you know, if the post-auction analysis is, you know, an indicator of anything, we can also see how the Lucknow Super Giants have done a, you know, fine job. And they've crafted a side that could compete against IPL's biggest competitors. Now, how would you rate the acquisitions, you know, first up in the form of KL Rahul, Marcus Stoinis and Ravi Bishnoi?
Well, with regards to the picks before the auction, I'm glad that the team didn't get into any trouble and neither did the players, because there were reports going around that they were trying to reach out to the players before they were allowed to. So glad that they didn't fall into any trouble. And yeah, I feel the first three picks are really great. KL Rahul, he has been the batter of the tournament for the past 4 years, undoubtedly. And Marcus Stoinis has also shown some good potential and returns in the past two seasons for the Delhi Capitals. And Ravi Bishnoi, we have seen ever since the Under-19 World Cup in 2020, how he has risen through the ranks and how he has performed. So, and they take the basic boxes of being the core for an ideal T20 side these days. They have a gun Indian opener who can keep the wickets as well if needed. And he is the leadership potential and he is the captain for the team. Whereas Marcus Stoinis as well, he can bat anywhere in the order. He bowls, seam up. So that's a rare commodity in the world. And Ravi Bishnoi, again, like I mentioned, so a leggy who actually bowls more googlies, but let's still consider him as a leggy. So yeah, again, it's really good. And the fact that they got all of these at a reasonable price, I mean, since Bishnoi is an uncapped, they got him at a really good price with that regard. And even Stoinis, I feel they got him at a cheaper price than what he may have gone in the auction. So pretty good picks. The only that's pretty good, I feel.
Right. And there were also, you know, some apprehensions regarding having KL Rahul as the captain. I mean, his recent stints have been, you know, kind of up and down. So how would you think, you know, he fits well into this franchise, you know, going ahead? And I hope the horrors of Punjab Kings are not still, you know, on him.
I actually wanted to say that. So I'll give you my personal opinion on this first. Honestly, I feel the kind of player KL Rahul is, I really, really admire him as a player, as a batter. Ever since I saw him playing for the Sunrisers Hyderabad to begin with and then for the RCB, I've loved the way he's batted through during his debut on Boxing Day in Australia. I've loved the way he's batted. So I'd really want him to just focus on his batting. I mean, with such a player of such class, you just want him to focus on getting the runs for the team. And somehow or the other, he gives me the Sachin vibes. Like when Sachin was made the captain and his individual performances were still like not affected that much, but the outcome of the team was not as great. So I just hope a Sachin-like story doesn't happen with KL. And I honestly just want him to focus on his batting, leave the leadership to somebody else. Now, that's my personal opinion. Whereas as far as Punjab Kings is considered, see, first of all, a captain is as good as his team, for sure. So he did perform through all these seasons. His team didn't back him up as well. But with Lucknow Super Giants, obviously, we have a great squad here. So his leadership is, this is actually the best time to test his leadership.
Exactly.
And since even India are looking at him as their future, since India are also looking at him as the future captain, so this will really be a crucial stage to determine whether he fits in for that role or not.
That's a good point. And also, you know, Lucknow Super Giants is one of the teams that came to the auction looking like one of the best prepared franchises. And they were probably the only ones to, you know, exhaust their entire purse. Overall, they do seem to have all their bases covered. And this includes their, you know, six international all-rounders. So how do you rate their purchases?
Well, during the auction itself, I seem like the way they were picking their players, they're probably going by their in the order of the playing 11 itself. Like they got their openers first sorted, then they got their middle order sorted, and then they went for the bowler. So it was quite a systematic approach followed by Gautam Gambhir on the table. And apart from that, overall, I really feel that they seem to have probably the best team on paper so far. And they do take all the bases because they have pretty decent backups, I would say, for let's come to that in a while. But I feel they have some great starters. Their starting 11 is really good on paper. And my only concern here would be that barring the two-star openers, the rest of the people in their team have not really set the stage on fire consistently enough for a very long period of time, because they have banked extensively on the potential and class of these players like Manish Pandey, like Marcus Stoinis. But their collective as well as individual performances will definitely be a crucial aspect when it comes to determining the place of Lucknow Super Giants among the other teams in the league, because there are some pretty good squads out there across the nine teams as well.
Exactly. I mean, we would hope that they can find the balance. And even Lucknow Super Giants, right? They began their auction with the acquisitions of Quinton Deacock and Jason Holder. They followed that up with Avesh Khan and Mark Wood. So what are your thoughts on these players? How crucial are they going to be to Lucknow Super Giants' prospects?
Well, honestly, it was a shocker at first. And we all unanimously agree that Quinton Deacock at such a price is a steal. It's an absolute bargain. I mean, and also given the background that without his red ball duties and he's no longer the captain for the Proteas, he will be available throughout the season most likely, because the international fixtures would not really determine his availability. So that's a great thing for them, because other franchises will end up having that trouble. And we have a left-right opening combination here, with Quinton Deacock being an aggressive player. He likes to play his shots right up front, so even KL can take his time to settle in. And we all have seen how Quinny played so well and made such a great partnership with Rohit back at Mumbai. So I kind of see that being replicated here again. And honestly, I have really very, very highly rated Jason Holder ever since. I'm absolutely glad to see him fetch his berth at last. And I really hope that he delivers well on a very consistent basis for the Super Giants. And apart from that, I'm a bit apprehensive about the price at which we got Avesh Khan. As I feel that along with Prasidh Krishna, Shivam Mavi, Lockie Ferguson and the other pacers who fetched really big amounts of money, he too was a little bit overpriced at the auction table. I mean, of course, the auction dynamics dictated this, but where players like Kagi Surapada and Jofra Archer too went for lesser prices than these. So, I mean, there's nothing taking away from the fact that he had a great season. Avesh Khan, he had a really great season for Delhi last season. But as we have seen with so many players, even the likes of Glenn Maxwell and Ruprat Singh, that the pressure of the price tag has impacted their performances. So I really hope that it doesn't act as a burden on him and he really comes through. Whereas Mark Wood, yeah, of course, when we talk about Mark Wood, gun pacer, he's really an enforcer for the English team. And my major concerns around his availability, because we have seen the way ECB has been going around its rest and rotation policy, and it's bizarre to say the least. So let's see how much is he available. And I don't see him playing all the games for the team for sure. But if they manage to play him for at least 10 of their games, I feel he's definitely worth his price, a player of his quality.
Right. And Lucknow also had some shrewd purchases. Now, that's in the form of Deepak Hooda and Manish Pandey. Now, this indicated that, you know, Lucknow Super Giants exactly knew what they wanted when they were getting into the auction. And more importantly, they exactly knew how to get it as well. So how did you like these purchases?
Well, being a former KKR fan, let's call it former KKR fan, I would give the credit to Gautam Gambhir here. I mean, yeah, since I've followed KKR extensively when he was a skipper, and I really love the way he has utilized his resources back then. Sunil Narayan, the opener, has really been a product of KKR. And we have seen how Gautam Gambhir has really promoted someone like Nitish Rana, who we see how he has gone on to perform for Mumbai and KKR and recently got his India cap as well. So yeah, coming back to the point, I really give the credit to Gautam Gambhir. He has really played his cards well on the auction table. And his predictions at times might not be the most accurate, but we can never doubt his strategic mind here. And with regards to players like Deepak Hooda and Manish Pandey, exactly like Jason Holder, I've really rated both of them very high. Because if we look at Deepak Hooda, right from his Rajasthan days, since the team got banned, he moved to Sunrisers Hyderabad. He, and then to Punjab Kings, he never got chances on a consistent basis. Most of the times, he used to come at a time where either the stage was already set and he had just one or two overs to play, or there was a collapse up there and he had to manage down the order. Because he played for Sunrisers, where Warner and Dhawan were a great opening pair. Then he went on to play for Punjab, where again, we saw all the scoring was majorly done by the openers, Mayank and KL, and Gale and KL in some games. So even the chances that he got very rarely, the situations were really tricky. So I hope in this team, he really fits in well at a number four or a number five and gets all those opportunities to deliver for the team. Whereas as far as Manish Pandey is considered, I really can't put it into words the fact that he has not been able to cement his place in the Indian team yet. He has been on and off throughout. He has, like, I when I talk to my friends about cricket, I talk about a Manish Pandey club, which is the players who always go on tours with the team. They always feel as substitutes and carry the drinks. They don't play in the 11. We can add Anukul Roy to that list as well now. This is the Manish Pandey club that he has started off, and he has been in and out so much. He's never got that consistent run in the Indian team, and I feel that it has really impacted his mental, his confidence at the big stage here. He has been phenomenal in the domestic level for Karnataka. He has won trophies for them. Syed Mushtaq Ali, Vijay Hazare. He has been absolutely great. And with Sunrisers Hyderabad, we know that there have been some internal issues in the team management with regards to players. So, yeah, I really feel that for Deepak Hooda and Manish Pandey, both, this is the opportunity of their lifetime to prove their talents and secure their careers in the team.
Absolutely. And on a lighter note, how is the dynamic between Deepak Hooda and Krunal Pandya going to play out?
Oh, well, honestly, when we were bidding, when the Lucknow team were bidding for Krunal Pandya, I thought that they are just trying to inflate the price at which Gujarat Titans are going to buy Krunal, because, like, we all thought that Hardik is going to get his brother back with himself. But the fact that Gujarat pulled out and Lucknow ended up getting Deepak Hooda, it was like me and my friend sitting at my place looking at watching the auction. We were in shock. I mean, how are these two going to bat together when they couldn't even share the same dressing room at one point of time? And one guy had to leave the bubble and switch states. And now they're back in the same dressing room. So it will be really interesting to see their dynamics on the field, and especially when they are batting together, because I'm sure there are going to be instances where they'll be batting the last five overs, chasing a target or setting up a score. And I really look forward to seeing them take their team home in games. It will be lovely to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
And also, given the fact that Mumbai Indians managed to keep Andrew Simons and Bhajji in the same dressing room, so I'm sure Deepak and Krunal will manage it.
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, they should really work out their issues. And these guys are potentials for India too in the future. So hopefully they can, you know, fix that stuff. But coming back, you know, Lucknow Super Giants have built an excellent playing 11. You two have spoken about that. And this can be a handful irrespective of the conditions and the opposition. Now, Quinton de Kock and KL Rahul are an explosive opening pair as any. And, you know, Lucknow Super Giants middle order comprising of Holder, Deepak Hooda, Pandey and Stoinis also has a very nice look to it. Their bowling unit also looks complete with, you know, Ravi Bishnoi adding variety. And, you know, with the, adding it that with the pace attack of Avesh Khan and, you know, Mark Wood, it just seems to, you know, be falling into place for them. So how would, you know, you rate the side? Do you see any weaknesses here?
As far as rating the side is considered, like I said, they really look like one of the best teams on paper as far as their first 11 is considered. The only real holes that I see in the side is the lack of a proper leg spinner. I mean, obviously, Ravi Bishnoi is there, but he is a googly bowler. No offense to him, but he only bowls googlies. We all know that. Let's accept that.
Yeah.
And they also lack a number 8. I feel, because they have these top 7 which picks itself, but at number 8 the only known option that they have is Krishnappa Gautam, who too haven't really proved his mettle at the stage of IPL. I mean, recently in the Ranji Trophy he picked a few wickets, but in IPL he hasn't really delivered as it was expected of him.
Right.
So that's one hole that I feel lack of a number 8 will be a crucial aspect here. And again, leggies, we all want leggies in teams. And the reason why the absence of a leggy is going to hurt them is that the could hurt them is that their spinners are Ravi Bishnoi, Krishnappa Gautam, Krunal Pandey, and Deepak Hooda. Like he's probably the fourth bowling option in the 11. So all of these are not very attacking spinners, barring Ravi Bishnoi here. So, and in these days we see that you have to purchase wickets like the likes of Yuzvendra Chahal. The reason why he is so successful is he's not afraid to fly the ball up and he gets wickets by purchasing them. So that's a big lack here. And we know the batting order is pretty good. They have quality all-rounders. They have gun openers, international quality players in the top 7. So overall, I feel I would give them an 8.5 because their quality is there and the potential is also there. But again, the performance is what will really determine their future.
Right. That is a fair analysis. And I think what got me excited is the fact that, you know, KL Rahul and Quinton de Kock are going to be opening. Now, this is a solid opening duo. What are your thoughts in the same? And, you know, how would they, like, how dynamic would this duo be as the season progresses too?
Again, like I mentioned, I'm really looking forward to them batting together. Like, both are wicket keepers. They both like to play their strokes as they face the bowling. But the major thing here would be to see that who plays the aggressor here. Most likely it will be Quinton de Kock, because KL will, being the captain, he is going to play at a strike rate of 110 because it's overrated. I hope that doesn't happen. But his intentions have been the same way. And again, like, the fact that Quinny is there, I think it's going to take a lot of pressure off KL's shoulders, because being the captain, he'll definitely have to, I mean, like, since Quinny is there, I think it's going to take a lot of pressure off KL's shoulders to take the advantage of the power play, as he can go boom, boom at the top and KL can take his time to settle down. And then as the field is lifted, he can go along playing his natural game, because we all have seen how he can accelerate towards the end in the last 5 overs. And we have seen him scoring 50 or 40 balls, and then all of a sudden within 60, 65 balls, he'll reach his 100. We've seen him do that for the Punjab Kings. So yeah, I feel it's a great dynamic, both of them batting together, and they have a really good middle order to follow them as well. So great pair to watch out for. And let's not forget that there are other great opening pairs in competition with them as well. So they have really got a point to prove. I mean, we have Prithvi Shaw opening with David Warner, both go berserk at the top. And apart from that, we might also potentially see Mayank opening with Johnny Bairstow, or Dhawan opening with Johnny Bairstow. So, and Rohit Sharma and Ishan Kishan, let's not forget these two. There are opening combinations galore in this IPL. So they really have some great competition as far as their counterparts are considered in the other teams.
Absolutely, they would have a point to prove. And even, you know, with the presence of Marcus Stoinis and Krunal Pandya in the middle order, how crucial do you think their presence will be, you know, in those times when Lucknow has lost a couple of wickets and, you know, they need to stabilize the innings, get those quick runs? So how do you think these guys are going to be crucial?
Like I said, for the Deepak Hooda and Manish Pandey, I feel it's a really important year for both Stoinis and Krunal as well. Because if we look at their career so far in the IPL, Stoinis, back when he was playing for Punjab and Bangalore, he was in and out of the 11 here and there. Then he had a very great season with DC in 2020, wherein they reached the finals and did some really good show. But then again in 2021, unfortunately, he had that injury and he didn't deliver as per he was expected. But now that he has been playing the IPL for the past few seasons, and people expect certain things from him. They do expect him to come into situations of collapses and take the team through, and they do expect him to come after a great platform and finish the innings off well. And let's not forget to bowl a few overs here and there. So it's really a great opportunity and a great platform for Stoinis to prove his mettle, not only as far as IPL is considered, but also for the Australian colours, because we've seen how well Mitch Marsh has performed recently.
Yes.
So there's some stiff competition for his place in the Aussie 11 there as well.
Hmm.
So he would really be looking forward to the season. And if he gets around 350, 400 runs this season and picks up 10 wickets, he's surely one of my contenders for the MVP of the tournament.
Hmm.
For sure. Now, as far as we talk about Krunal Pandya, like, his story also goes the same. All the broadcasters have often mentioned, like Harsha Bhogle, Gaurav Kapoor in their shows, that he has always been under the shadow of his younger brother at Mumbai.
Hmm.
Like, he never, and he also mentioned that he wanted a new challenge. I really admire this one thing about both these brothers, that they didn't mind going out of Mumbai. They didn't mind going to a new place and start off there, because they see it as an opportunity.
Hmm.
And I'm absolutely sure that Sir Krunal would be looking at it as well. And back at Mumbai, he didn't have a lot of batting to do, barring a few games. And here I see him batting a bit higher in the order and getting more time with the bat at the crease.
Hmm.
Since if you look at the Lucknow team, they don't have a lot of left-handers in the starting 11. And the absence of left-handers might push the case for Krunal to bat higher in the order, because we know how much teams in T20 cricket love matchups.
Hmm.
I mean, England are the prime example of that. So he's surely gonna get a lot of batting time here in cases where they want a left-right combination, or they want him to come in and counter some leggies or left-arm spinner.
Hmm.
So really great to see him as well getting this opportunity here. And obviously, let's not forget that he is a contender for the Indian team again.
Hmm.
So he has to push his case, because Akshar Patel is inching ahead of him right now.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring. And, talking about the bowling attack that Lucknow Super Giants has. Now, Mark Wood and Avesh Khan are going to be your primary pacers who will be leading the pace attack. So how exciting will it be to, see these legends bowl in tandem?
Wow, already using the term legends for Avesh, huh? That's pretty good.
Catch them young, yeah.
We gotta catch them young. That's absolutely true. Well, both of them, they've got raw pace, sharpness, accuracy. They can swing the ball up at the front.
Mm-hmm.
So, and let's not forget Jason Holder here. I mean, yes. the guy has been the captain of his team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's include him in this attack as well. So honestly, I see Avesh and Holder bowling up at the top, with Wood taking care of the middle overs, being the enforcer along with the spinners at the other ends, and Stoinis chipping in with a few here and there. And they all have got sheer pace, accuracy, and it will. But the main thing that's in my head is that it will be crucial to see who takes care of the death.
Hmm.
Because neither of these are out and out death bowlers. I mean, we know that Holder has bowled a few for Sunrisers, and we have seen a bit of Avesh for Delhi as well, but their expertise is not death bowling. So I hope that in the games they don't end up saying, "Ye meri expertise nahi, I am out." They end up getting the batters out. That's what I'll be hoping from them. And I'm just concerned, like I mentioned, about Avesh. I really hope he delivers well this season. He will be a really important chink in their, he'll be an important piece in their armory.
Right. And the biggest strength can also be their weakness. Now, Lucknow has invested so heavily in their first choice playing 11 that I think they couldn't get these, good, suitable backup options. Now, while the roles could perhaps be recreated, the mismatch in quality is probably like quite drastic. So, what are your thoughts on the same?
Oh, as far as backups are considered, since this is a 10-team IPL happening after eight, nine years now.
Hmm.
So that is one thing that has impacted all the franchises, and there has been a dearth of quality backups across teams here. I mean, we can still see teams that still don't know what their playing 11 would look like. So backups are scarce in this season.
Hmm.
But as far as we talk about the Lucknow Super Giants, I feel they have a pretty decent pool of backup players in terms of Dushmanta Chamira, Shahbaz Nadeem, Manan Bohra, Evan Lewis. So these are players who can fit into different roles. So they do cover up. But then again, like you said, that the quality matters of these players. So, and there's a great chance that Mark Wood would not be playing all the games. And that's where a player like Chamira will have to step in. Whereas a player like Lewis will have to step in case QDK is not available or is out injured. So they are good backups, but they're obviously capable enough of stepping in, but maybe not as great as any team would want.
I mean, now we're also looking at the COVID era, right? Where injuries and quarantines can obviously never quite be ruled out. So do you begin to wonder if, Lucknow Supergiants can actually sustain their intensity throughout the season? Because some of the teams, although they look good on paper, sometimes might just taper off or not be able to, perform up to their potential. So do you see this as a concern going in, and any early predictions on, how Lucknow will manage?
Surely a concern, yeah. I mean, especially with the lack of the quality backups that we just spoke about, given the fact that there are international fixtures clashing with the IPL and they will definitely end up impacting the player availability, they are definitely going to have a hard time in terms of looking at backup players. And their biggest headache here would be the lack of a full-time keeping option. Because apart from Quinton de Kock, they don't have a full-time keeper in the squad. Obviously, KL is there, but he is again that Rahul Dravid club. I mean, like Harsha Bogle says, if your name is Rahul and you're from Bangalore, you got to do everything. So he will definitely end up keeping wickets if needed. But still, they don't have any other keeper in the squad apart from these two. So that, again, can be a major headache for the team in case, God forbid, both of these players have to miss out due to a niggle.
Yes, exactly. And, even the spin bowling stocks, apart from Ravi Bishnoi, seems to be, not that good. Now, Krishnappa Gautam, Deepak Hooda and Krunal are decent bowlers, but they seem to lack that, wicket-taking ability that Lucknow might require in the middle overs. And now this, we're looking at powerful batting lineups when you have a look at other teams as well. So how do you think Lucknow Supergiants will fare in that case?
Honestly, as far as middle overs are concerned, I see the likes of Marcus Stoinis and Mark Wood playing a crucial role through the middle overs, along with the spinners. Because like we spoke previously, they are not spinners who are going to purchase their wickets. So a player like Mark Wood, who is an enforcer, would be really crucial through their mid overs in order to pick up those wickets. And even Stoinis with his cutters has proved to be quite efficient. So that's one way that they should surely look to go about the middle overs.
Right. And this auction, we have also seen, how teams have invested heavily in domestic players. So how would you rate the domestic recruits for Lucknow Supergiants this season? And any particular players that, you are watching out for?
Well, Neha, this question of yours gives me Charu Sharma's vibes, the way he was teasing Lucknow towards the end when they didn't have any purse remaining. So this reminds me of that when we talk about domestic players, since most of the domestic players were picked towards the end. And at that time, Lucknow obviously didn't have enough purse remaining with them to go out for domestic players who have performed at the level or who are well-renowned, we should use the term, or even the under-19s. So we can see them having some players like Mohsin Khan, Mayank Yadav, Ayush Badhoni and Karan Sharma. Now, two of these players are from Delhi, Mayank Yadav and Ayush Badhoni. Now, as far as we know, Gautam Gambhir, and given his understanding of the players of Delhi, which you can see in the likes of Nitish Rana, I am really looking forward to how these players fare. And Mohsin Khan too has been a good bowler for UP. So he's also a good option in the squad, but none of these are proven performers. So I'm not very satisfied with their domestic picks so far. I haven't really looked into these players yet. But if Gautam Gambhir has went for these two Delhi players, I'll really look out for them.
Right. And I think this is a tricky one. If you had to, place a SWOT analysis for Lucknow Supergiants, what would that entail?
SWOT. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, talents. Reminds me of my placement days recently in third year. Every day you have to sit down, strengths, weakness, opportunities, talents. Anyway, I'm sure this one will be easier than my interviews. So Strengths, the first one is obviously the elephant in the room, their opening combination.
Yeah.
It is certainly at par with all the other teams. And they also have a pedigree middle order with quality all-rounders to follow them. So that's their major strength. And let's not forget, they have a great tactician in Gautam Gambhir to run the show. So he is the ringmaster who is going to operate all of them. So that's probably one of their big, probably their biggest strength here. Now, in terms of weaknesses, we touched upon briefly on that, is the lack of the spinning options, mm-hmm. like of a leg spinning option, because again, Bishnoi is a googly bowler,
mm-hmm.
and their bowling attack looks thin beyond these players. And even within these players, in case Mark Wood isn't available and Avish is not able to live up to the expectations, they will end up getting hit. So these are probably the weaknesses that I can spot here. And yeah, to as far as the opportunities are considered, I feel all of these players, they have the hunger within them to perform. They still haven't arrived at the IPL stage completely. They have a lot of things to show to the world, be it a Manish Pandya, Deepak Hooda, a Krunal Pandya, a Jason Holder, even a Krishnappa Gautam or an Avesh Khan. All of them have the metal in themselves. All of them have the potential in themselves to show the world how good they are as players. So it's an opportunity for all of them individually, as well as for a team collectively, to get the best out of all of them and go for the title. And what was the last one? Yeah, we are left with threats. Yeah. I mean, this is a threat that every team in this IPL has, which is the possibility of injuries, COVID-19 restrictions, international fixtures. And if I'm to single out one particular threat that LSG might face, it's again up to KL's captaincy. I mean, I've seen the poor guy at the post-match interviews, and his face clearly said that, "I don't want to be here." It was written all over his face that, "I don't want to be here." I really feel for that guy. So, and in a leader, like, at times, teams lose on the trot. They lose probably all the games in the season. We have seen RCB being the best example of that. But you always see Virat Kohli with his chin up. His shoulders are never down.
Yes.
But with KL Rahul's body language when the team is not doing well, and the manner in which he has lost games over the Punjab Kings. So, like, it's disheartening for him as a leader there. I just hope that the nightmare of PBKS is over for him now, and this new journey begins with Lucknow. And if in case that doesn't happen, then I feel it could end up being a threat for the team overall. Because if the team doesn't do well, the captain has the pressure on himself. He doesn't perform as good as he can with the bat. Mm-hmm. And we all know how good he is with the bat. And again, reiterating my point here, I would want KL as the pure batter any day and just not burden him with wicket keeping or captaincy. Because he's a gun fielder too, let's not forget. He takes amazing diving catches. He feels really well.
Yes, I think that's, you know, good comprehensive analysis. And I'm again putting you in the spot with a tricky one. So Naman, if you had to place your ideal playing 11, what would that look like?
Well, if you call this a tricky question, I don't know what a simple one would be. I really feel Gautam Gambhir has done the job here for me. Because the playing 11 sort of picks itself. You've got KL and QDK at the top.
Okay.
Manish bats at 3. Then you've got your middle order with Hooda, Stoinis, Krunal. I think they should bat in this particular order, but they can, you know, push them up or down. Holder bats at 7 for me. And at number 8, since they don't have any option, we have a Krishnappa Gautam here. And he has the potential. I'm really looking forward to seeing him tonk a few. Then the bowlers to pick themselves, Mark Wood, Ravi Bishnoi and Avesh Khan. So that would be my 11. And obviously, given the availability concerns around Mark Wood, Dushmanta Chamira would be his direct replacement. And in case you've got an injury with Quinton de Kock, then you've got Evan Lewis on the bench. And if any Indian batter is out injured, then you've got Manan Vora. And if in case both KL and Quinton are out injured, then you've got to bring some wicket keepers from outside. That's there.
Yes. I think that's really good, you know, that you were able to find these able replacements as well. But the ideal playing 11 looks really good. And I hope, you know, if any Lucknow Super Giants think tank members or team management is listening to us, they will also, you know, obviously go with this playing 11 because it's that good. And
I really hope they do because they don't have other options.
I mean, unless they want to like experiment a lot, but that does conclude our first part of the episode where we focus on the analytical aspects of LSG's auction, and we move on to the rapid fire. So are you ready, Naman?
Oof. Okay. Let me take a few deep breaths.
Yeah,
don't be harsh on me, Neha.
Absolutely not. They're just easy questions, probably just a little thought. That's all.
Cool. Let's bring it on.
Yeah. So who do you think was the best buy for Lucknow Super Giants?
De Kock, without a doubt. He's a bargain. Without a doubt, De Kock. I mean, the moment they made the first buy, you see Cade and QDK opening together. Wow.
Absolutely. And who do you think was the worst buy?
Worst buy. I'd not want to say it as a worst buy, but I'll have to say Avesh Khan, given the price at which he was bought. Because again, you've seen quality pacers who are more who are more experienced than him, who have performed better than him in the past, like Kagiso Rabada and Jofra Archer, going for lesser price than him. So, yeah, that's the. I would not really want to term it as a worst buy, but that's what. If I have to pick one, it would be Avesh Khan. Sorry, okay. Avesh. I hope you don't mind if you're listening to it. No hard feelings.
Yeah, in retrospect, I realized worst buy was a little too harsh. But that brings us to who do you think was the surprise buy of, you know, Lucknow Super Giants this time?
Again, Krunal Pandya. The fact that they bought Deepak Hooda, three players before they bid for Krunal Pandya, and they ended up getting him. So, like, he was a major surprise. So, let's see how their dynamics work out.
Yes. And your early prediction on who's going to be the player of the season from the squad?
Player of the season, I don't want to pick the obvious ones. I always go for the underdog. So I would want to pick Manish Pandey.
Okay. And
This is it. Like, this is where it all comes down for him. He has got to show his mettle. He has got to be the 450, 500 run bank for his team, because that's what you expect out of a Manish Pandey. That's what we expect out of the likes of Shreyas Iyer and Manish Pandey. Iyer has done that in the past, and that's why he's there in the squad, and Manish is not.
Exactly. And who do you think is going to be the dark horse, or, you know, the surprise player for Lucknow Super Giants this season?
Surprise player, I mean, had he not taken four wickets and four balls in that match, Jason Holder. But now the world expects that of him. But yeah, dark horse for me is definitely Jason Holder. He's a quality number seven. He'll bowl at the top, bowl at the dead, swing the ball around. He's a tall enough guy at the boundaries. He can tong the ball.
Yes.
And he has been West Indies captain in the past. So he does bring a lot of value to the leadership group here as well.
Absolutely. And last but not the least, how do you see your team, you know, going ahead in this inaugural season, and where do you think they'll end up?
Well, honestly, comparing it with the other teams, it would be quite surprising if they don't make it to the playoffs, at least. Given they managed to sustain their playing 11 for most of the duration of the tournament, they should make it to the playoffs. And if they don't, it will be kind of a disappointment given the kind of team that they have put up, especially their batting order.
Yes.
And then in the playoffs, I feel it would be a real test for them because, first of all, they are a new franchise and they might end up facing teams which have been in the league for the past 10, 14 years. And if their playoff fixture ends up being against the Mumbai Indians or the Chennai Super Kings, that's when the real test will begin. So that's why I won't go as far as saying like maybe a final or a, you know, qualifier berth, but I do expect them to make the playoffs. And we are yet to see how the fixtures are like. We don't know what will be the group stage be like. So that will definitely decide the outcome as well.
Fair enough. And that does conclude our rapid fire. But do you have any concluding thoughts for the listeners of this episode and specifically the fans of Lucknow Super Giants?
Well, with regards to the listeners, I just want to say that, guys, thank you for tuning into the podcast again and again. Your support means a lot to the cricket fraternity as a whole. Mm-hmm. And with regards to the Lucknow fans, bhai log, apni bhi team aa gayi ab. So, time aa gaya support karne ka. Pehle aap baaki teams ko bol liya, ab apni Lucknow ki baari hai. So, tehzeeb ke saath mein, sabke chakke chhudane. So, yeah, that's what. And yeah, it's again like at the end again, yeah, it's been great to be back here with you recording this podcast. I mean, this is the second one that we are working on, and look forward to many more in the future. And
yes,
wishing you all the very, very, very best for Never on the Back Foot. Loving the community, love the interactions with all the folks here.
Yeah,
look forward to more.
Yeah, Naman, thank you so much for those sweet words. And hopefully, you know, Lucknow Super Giants can make a big impact statement this IPL. And with that, we draw curtains on the episode that served as an analysis for Lucknow Super Giants. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for joining me on the podcast and for obviously, you know, leaving us all with those fantastic insights. It goes without saying. Thank you so much for also accommodating this interview in your busy schedule. And again, hoping to have you back on the podcast sometime in the future. Third time's the charm. So yeah, that's all, Naman. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Neha. Cheers.
Cheers. I'd like to thank you all for ardently supporting my blog and this podcast. We are growing each episode strength to strength. It really gives me the zeal to keep working and delivering quality content to you all. A heartfelt thank you. Do check out @ Never on the Back Foot on Instagram for the latest facts, trivia, quizzes, terminology, and a lot more that's coming your way this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, Overcast, and a lot of other platforms. So please do spread the word. Also, feel free to share your thoughts and suggestions for the already published episodes and recommendations for future topics. Do share this episode widely, and your support is really appreciated. See you next time, listeners. Cheers, stay safe, and take care. Bye for now.